Hi, welcome to Talking Radiohead on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is, once again, Talking Radiohead. I am Alexandre Berger, your host, joined by...
I'm Nicholas Vitala.
Now, welcome. Now, we're in a bit of a predicament today, aren't we? Aren't we, Nick?
We are in a predicament today.
Now, why is that?
Well, next week we don't have a show.
Oh, so sad.
And I didn't really want to start Kid A on the, you know, just kind of so lonesome because the Amnesiac and Kid A are both, I think they're both kind of very similar albums.
Yeah.
They came from the same sessions.
They're very good reflections of each other.
I felt like what you wanted to do is you want to have, because, well, Kid A is also the beginning of Radiohead's new.
Yeah, kind of almost psychedelic experience,
yeah,
I would venture to say.
It's psychedelic, electronic.
Yeah.
Abstract, definitely.
Oh, extremely.
So we're going to...
It's where they leave the atmosphere, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. So what I thought was a great idea was we could do a different album. Alexandre has a band that he loves, and they just came out with an album.
Parquet Courts, Wide Awake is what we are listening to today. It came out in 2018, and have to say, it's pretty good. I mean, I think that it would even be worth ranking on the Radiohead scale.
Okay, I've listened to you recommended this album to
yes.
me, and this is the only album that I've listened all the way through with. So, there's a couple tracks that I felt were outstanding in it. I'll give it a listen. I'll give you my thoughts on it this time.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so I'm excited actually for a little new music that, you know, maybe I know all the words to a bunch of Radiohead songs.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Yeah. I know the words to most of these songs, and I'm going to tell you when. One of the things that I respect about this these guys so much is that, much like Radiohead, which I thought was very possible to do, if I'm being completely honest, is that they have a very good way of linking music together to make a very cohesive album, and I really respect that amongst any artist.
Yeah, I definitely have that that experience with Radiohead, is that their albums, they're not quite cheesy prog rock concept albums, but they all of them definitely do have a concept to them that makes it a cohesive sort of album that makes it good. And for Parquet Courts, right? Let's get started.
Alrighty, so we are going to start off with the first track, which is Total Football. Alright.
Total Football. Let's see.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, that was track number one on Wide Awake.
Total Football. You know, I really like Total Football because me personally, it's one of those songs that it doesn't really ease into it. No, it just blah, blah, like right from the start. It starts right into it.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
When you first suggested this band to me and I started giving a listen, I like their, they definitely got like a cool kind of punk rock kind of sound going on. Yeah. And that first track definitely, it starts off the album with a bang.
It really is pretty it's spontaneous. That's the word I'm looking for. It's like there are a couple of songs like that really just start off with a bang. And that's one of the things that I like the most. That's actually a lot of these songs are kind of like that. So up next we have Violence and Before the Water Gets Too High. Now, I'm going to play those two songs in sequence because you're going to see the transition between them is seamless. It's fantastic.
All right. I'm psyched for it.
And after that, we're going to get to... you'll see. All right. So, moving into track two, we have Violence.
Hey, wait.
Just before you were told you didn't meet the standards of integrity that this organization strives to maintain.
crisis warning, D now change. State TV helps the public explain. Broadcast beam into the dry terrain. Images of drenched survival without hope but soaked with pain. Consequences of reality felt. All conditions of humanity built on the bridges. Tent villages waiting for the state to help. Glass belly bends before it cracks.
I'm a fan of track three, Before the Water Gets
Before
Too High.
Before the Water Gets Too High is a pretty good track. It's one of...
The lyricism is incredible.
It's very... That's one thing that I really respect about Parquet Courts, much like Radiohead, is that their lyrics are... You have the ability to analyze them. Almost. Something that there's like more than meets the eye. Anyway, I don't want to take up too much time there, because this next track, Mardi Gras Beads, is... I think best, if not second best track on the album.
Really?
I think it's second best.
What should I listen for?
Yes.
Yes? Just
yes.
Everything?
All just right. Just take it all in. All
right, we'll see,
so
we'll see how
good.
It is. We'll see how it is.
All right. Mardi Gras Beads, track 4.
Swung me from an old hollow tree. I'm living like a bag.
I'm a huge fan of the of just the reverb on there. It's just, it's incredible. Like,
it really is.
The lyricism that they put into it is just, it's great.
It really is. It's fantastic. It's something that I really appreciate.
For Parquet Courts too, just in general, right?
They really are an incredible band, and that's one of the things that I really like about them. It's, it's complicated to explain because they have a very incredibly unique sound, and it's something that I really like about them. It's a lot like Radiohead.
Yeah. Now, what's the next track that we got going on right there?
The next track that we got going on here is Almost Had to Start a Fight and In and Out of Patience. Now, it's really, I have trouble describing this one. It's not one of my favorite albums, I gotta say. Not one of my favorite tracks on the album, gotta say. It's not terrible. Nothing on this album's terrible, honestly. This is all right, just sure. One of my, I feel like, not as good tracks. Although, you know, there's something to it.
No, it's interesting. What I find interesting about their sound, too, is it's a very spacious kind of sound.
Yeah.
A lot of reverb, a lot of reverb going on. Like very heavy, big guitar tracks that are going on. You know, just it's kind of incredible what they're trying to do.
All right. Well, why don't we get to it? And, you know, to be fair, I was a little bit preoccupied. I was just kind of rambling. Almost Had to Start a Fight. I do actually like. It's okay. Just not my favorite song on the album. I gotta say.
I mean, I find that with a lot of songs. So. Yeah.
The next track, though, Freebird 2. Now that's a track and a half. I really like that track. I think that one actually is tied for second place with Before the Water Gets Too High.
All right, we'll have to take a listen.
Because I think Mardi Gras Beads and one other track are tied for first.
Why don't we listen to tracks 5 and 6?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm having a bad dream. If it stops, I'm having an unshakable nightmare. Yeah. it stops, I'm counting. This next one's called Free Bird 2.
All right. Now, we went through Almost Had to Start a Fight, In and Out of Patience, which is one song, Freebird, and Freebird 2, I'm sorry, and Normalization.
All right.
I gotta say, Freebird 2 is really something special. I really enjoyed that, just the way it takes up that space, especially that echo at the end where all of them are singing together. It's really something special for me. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. So far, really enjoying the album. Really like the sound. Big sound. Vocal performances are unique. You know, punky.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff. I like the music. Yeah.
All right. Now, I think that we may just have a guest speaker.
Oh.
So, give me a second. I think we have a call.
Excellent.
Here.
All right. Well, Alex on hooks that up. Just going to remind you guys that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Talking Radiohead. I'm Nicholas Atala and Alex Lamberge. Just remind you guys, if you guys do want to call in, phone number is 610-330-536. All right, there's our caller.
Oh, shit.
He's coming on the line pretty soon. We're starting to get that done. Yeah. All right. So right now, we're just going to wait a little bit. Just going to remind you guys that, you know, right now, usually we're talking Radiohead.
Yep.
Things of that nature, but today we're changing things up a little bit. Right. And we'll see how, where we go.
Hello? Hello?
All right, we're trying to get our caller on the line.
Yep, just a moment. Hello?
Hello, Alex on,
yes? Oh, man, we're still having some technical issues.
All right, let's see if we can get you on speaker.
Trying to get everybody in here.
Hello? Can you hear us, William?
Yes, I can.
All right.
We got him. All right. So,
so,
Alex, take it away.
Are you a fellow Parquet Courts fan, William?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually a very big fan of Parquet Courts.
So, why don't you give us your take on those songs we've been playing so far, as well as what you think of what we've been saying, I suppose.
I think it's a really dumb take to say Almost Had to Start a Fight, In and Out of Patience is a bad song, or not one of your favorites on the album.
Ah!
Really dumb take.
Kind words as always, William.
Of course, Alex, you know I'm your closest friend.
Well, that's a lie, but that's okay. So what do you think about the rest of what we've been saying? All right, so you disagree with Almost Had to Start a Fight. Full disclosure, we were having a little bit of technical difficulty during that, so I was rambling. But
full disclosure, that was a bit of an issue there. But, you know, I've never just listened to Parquet Courts before, so.
This is Nick's first time.
My first time.
No,
All right.
But I was going to say, William, was, all right, Almost Had to Start a Fight is all in well a good song, but does it really hold up to Before the Water Gets Too High, Mardi Gras Beads, or even Freebird 2, for instance?
Could you repeat the question?
I said, now Almost Had to Start a Fight and In and Out of Patience, it's good song, all is well, but does it really measure up to something like Before the Water Gets Too High, Mardi Gras Beads, or even in this case, Freebird 2?
I would certainly say that it measures well above Mardi Gras Beads. Mardi Gras Beads isn't exactly, I don't think it's a top five song on Wide Awake.
Oh my goodness, wow. That's atrocious.
That's some disagreement there.
But Almost Had to Start a Fight is definitely a top five. It's definitely up there.
What about Freebird 2 and Before the Water Gets Too High?
Easily top three.
Exactly.
I would say that Freebird 2, Tenderness, and Total Football in no particular order are the top three.
Well, we haven't gotten to Tenderness yet, but Tenderness is my top
Tenderness? Choice. Is that the one where, like, there's that piano track in it?
That's the one!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tenderness is, I think, probably my favorite on the album.
Wait, which one is, sorry?
But
Tenderness.
Tenderness?
Other than that, I think, what else do we have?
Death Will Bring Change is also one of my favorites, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Observation, I think. And we haven't reached that yet, but I think that's definitely it's definitely above. It's above Mardi Gras Beads, either way. So I would say Mardi Gras Beads is probably a bottom five song for this album.
Oh my goodness.
Actually.
All right, well,
there's only 13 tracks.
All right, well, honestly, William, great to have you. Great to hear you again.
Yeah.
I'm really happy you could make it.
Yeah.
Well, when we get to some Radiohead, I want people to call in again.
Absolutely. That'd We're going to be doing Kid A in 2 weeks. Hopefully you'll call in then as well.
Okay.
All right.
I won't, but I don't like Radiohead, but all right.
All right, well,
wow.
Bye.
I will call you then.
Doesn't like Radiohead, can't be on the show. That's
yeah,
the way it works.
Yeah, we're banning him now.
Sorry.
Wait, he's on the blacklist.
He
right?
is on the blacklist. All
wait,
right.
Wait, hold on. We gotta like make a list of the people who can't
call. All right.
William.
So
your
I
friend.
Should probably give his full name and address, right?
Yes, completely dox him.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Tell everybody to find him and lynch him. I'm sorry, I can't say that.
All right, it's William.
Was I in my time desperately?
Now, that was Wide Awake in the beginning of NYC Observation, which is interesting because those two songs, like most of Parquet Courts, it's pretty seamless. It's almost impossible to really see the difference.
It'd be a great album to
vinyl. That's one of the things that I love about it.
Yeah, very it's kind of seamless stuff going on there.
Now, I believe we are expecting another call.
Another call?
I believe so.
The last one went really well.
It really did.
The guy's not...
No, but moving on, back to Wide Awake. I really love...
That's a funky song.
It really is. It's got that funky song. It's got that little...
That little percussion.
Yeah.
Bass line.
It's unique. That's why I like... At the bass, if Parquet Courts is nothing else, they are... incredibly unique, and that's one thing that I appreciate about them, because it's so rare that you find music that honestly just could stand on its own
without being like avant-garde for avant-garde's sake, which
and I mean you see that with Back to Earth again, good, but Wide Awake is one of those tracks on this album that I really do enjoy. Another one that we're getting into now is NYC Observation.
Wide Awake is probably my favorite track on the album so far.
Really? Interesting.
I don't know if that's a bad take, but that is my personal, that's my take right now.
All right. Well, I think we'll get right into NYC Observation in that case.
All right, let's hit it.
Track 10. Here we go. Now, I hate to do this because NYC Observation and Extinction are really two songs that go very well together, but someone is insisting that he have a take.
All right, let's see the hot take. Let's see the hot take.
Now, we are currently going to bring in a very particular individual who I know from a multitude of names, but I personally prefer to call him Evan for simplicity's sake. And... he should be here. Evan, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, so Evan, what do you think of our takes so far? Just give us a little bit of commentary on how you're feeling.
I think you got some pretty good takes from what I heard. Honestly, I know the group chat's been lighting up. You know, we've got a group chat of most Alex on buddies, you know. So it's been lighting up with the takes, you know. Oh, thought of this, said this, they said that, you know. I can't believe these folks. But I say, look, when I first listened to this album and was kind of getting into it, Mardi Gras Beads was my favorite track, bro. And everyone's kind of, you know, giving you a bunch of crap for saying Mardi Gras Beads is good. I think it's great. I think it's a great song. It's really accessible for the listener. Also, Death Will Bring Change, that was one of my favorite. Now it's not, but, you know, you guys both remarked on that being really good. So
Which one?
I think that's... Which one?
Yeah.
Death Will Bring Change.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Honestly, if I had to offer my opinion about this album, I think really what makes it really good is the lyricism, you know. I think that Total Football stands out in my opinion. Tenderness is a beautiful note of optimism. Some of the lines though in Total Football are just some of the most poignant, you know, political commentary that I've ever heard on any kind of album, you know. Things like Only through those who stay awake can an institution be dismantled. You know, its facade may ascend to stand for any anthem that attempts to drown out the roar of oppression. You know, just to name a few off the top of my head, like, this album really just hit the nail on the head so many times over. And that's just my general take on things.
Now, as a Parquet Courts fan
and a massive Radiohead advocate, Evan is.
Okay, what do you think of the track 9, Wide Awake, the title track?
The title track? Look, it's a groove, it's a bop, it's a dance track, you know, it doesn't even want to move shit, booty, you know how it is.
I feel it.
You know, I don't think it, I don't, you know, I've read them, I've watched a lot of interviews with the fellas, you know, Parquet Courts, and they say that it's a bit of a, like, a kind of a sarcastic, like, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of song, and I think that's a, you know, it's a nice note that hasn't been hit previously in the album. I think it's a breath of fresh air. It's kind of groovy. I dig the song.
Yeah, I got it. All right, cool. Because, you know, I think it takes at least like 3 or 4 listens for me to get the full. This is my second listen through of the album, so I'm just trying to get it a little bit. So
yeah, totally.
It was great to have you, Evan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming.
Wonderful. I want to say thank you guys for doing it's a great show. I tune in every week. It's actually spectacular. So just keep doing what you're doing, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Evan.
All right, later, guys.
See ya.
All right. So that was second caller of the day, Evan, talking about Wide Awake by Parquet Courts, 2018 album.
Absolutely. Evan is actually, funny enough, the person... One of two people, I would say, that got me into Radiohead.
Oh, really?
Evan was the first one, and my friend, who we'll be calling later, but for now, who shall remain unnamed, was the other. And I, oh my gosh, what do I owe to them, right?
I mean, music changes people's lives. It changed my life. It's a part of my life.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. So let's keep it rolling here.
I think we're going to roll through the next 3 songs because they go through really well together. I think we may, if we don't, we may just take a pause after Death Will Bring Change, because, gotta say, Tenderness Stands Alone, I've said it before, I was pretty sure when I was coming into it, but it stands alone as, I would say, the best song on the album. It's really just incredible. All right, so
let's get into it.
Here it is, Extinction, Parquet Courts.
Does that help? No.
It's okay. I just turn my stuff down a little.
See the whole thing.
Yeah, let's do the whole thing.
Let's do the song.
Let's do the whole song.
Wait.
Clocks, old stubborn hands, we are the answer. Why they never had a chance? It was not so long ago that the world was mostly slow. The age of iron, steam, and speed turned a stroke to a stampede. But we've come to increase time in between ticks, and there's romance in slow dances, cause they're fertile and hush.
Now that was Tenderness.
That's Wide Awake, Parquet Courts. Tenderness, that little piano, little riff, I guess, that is kind of the motif of the whole song, I think it's an incredible aspect of that. It's such a catchy little tune. It's just...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the lyrics... And
the lyrics are fantastic. That's one of my favorite parts of this song. I've always been a fan of, I would almost call this, the piano was almost bluesy, a little bit.
Oh, totally.
And I loved that. I really do. I've always been a fan of blues, especially the
blues.
Piano.
Ooh,
but
of course.
When I listen to this, it makes me want to move around and stuff like that. But the lyrics, there's so many good lyrics, especially at the end. My favorite, personally, is, but like power turns to mold, like a junkie going cold, I need a fix. Of a little tenderness. I mean, wow, that is just...
The lyricism, incredible.
It's really something phenomenal. Now, we are waiting on our final caller to come in, but in the meantime, I think that we can...
Can I rate?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll do my rating. I don't have it written down prior this time, but I think I'll just give it one rating because it's not a Radiohead song thing, but what is it called? Wide Awake. Wide Awake. You know, I think this is a... High 7, low 8.
Overall, for all music.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think that, Nick?
Why do I think that? Yeah. You know, I'm a... In some cases, the production on the album, I feel like sometimes the reverb is a little bit, or you know, like the production of that really spacious kind of guitars and the drums is a little sometimes heavy-handed, I would say, with the way they want to create kind of like the almost like the Phil Spector kind of wall of sound sort of situation that they're trying to do, and then the vocal performance is definitely not for everybody. So, but I mean, I personally enjoy myself. Like, it's a very punk rock vocal with some poppy, in some ways, punk kind of, with some art kind of rock kind of stuff with it as well. So it's kind of a mix of a bunch of different genres, but it still has a definite focus. But I don't know if that focus is for everybody. So yeah, obviously the lyricism actually.
Yeah.
I might go up to like a mid high 8 just because the lyricism is something I haven't really looked into completely yet. And if I really appreciate that and I give it more listens, then maybe I'll appreciate it a little bit more. But right now, high 7, low 8, based just off of the music itself, I'd say.
Interesting. Now,
still waiting on our third caller.
Yeah, still
caller.
Waiting on our caller. But as for my take, I gotta say, I would have to put this album at an 8, at least. I really do enjoy this album. It's
we're in agreement then, I'd say.
Yeah, because if nothing else, it's incredibly unique.
No one's doing something.
It's haven't heard. I can't compare these guys to anyone except for, in a very bizarre sense, Radiohead, simply because of how unique they are in terms of what they're doing. It's not that they sound similar, it's just that what they're doing is similar.
Because when you first suggested the band to me and you said, oh, if you like Radiohead, man, you'll appreciate this. All right, folks, I think we got our caller on the line.
All right, let's see if this goes through. Hello? Can you hear us, Kyle?
I can hear you.
Outstanding. We got our final caller for the night. This is Kyle, last name. And
Of course. We don't want to say anything that would.
All right, so Kyle, what'd you think?
What do I think of Wide Awake? Well, I've been listening to Wide Awake religiously now for about 8 months. And I can tell you that album has changed my life.
It's a life-changing album.
It's one of my favorite new age rock albums. I think it's the future of rock and roll. Since the genre has fallen by the wayside to rap in recent years, I think that Parquet Court's sound is clean and crisp, that is smart, and that A Savage, his given name is Andrew Savage, but he goes by A period Savage, is one of the most revolutionary and important figures in modern music. If you guys have never listened to anything else by him, I recommend Funky Was the State of Affairs, a concept album by his other band, Fergus and Dromino, and his solo debut, Thawing Dawn. Really great albums, really smart lyricism. Some of his lyrics read like poetry. They're beautiful.
Really?
So yeah, I love Wide Awake.
Wow.
Yeah, well, with a response like that, I hope it changed your life, Kyle.
Yeah, that is some high praise.
That is impressive.
Answer.
I don't even hear you talk about In Rainbows like that.
I am also an avid Radiohead fan. In Rainbows, another album that's changed my life and the way I listen to music.
Holy
amazing, goodness, amazing stuff.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I encourage my friend Alexandre's co-host to continue listening to this album into more Parquet Court.
Just letting you know.
Nick?
Yeah.
Commonly known as the man formerly known as Nick.
Yeah.
But, so Kyle, if you would then, because we had the other two talk about their favorite songs, what would you say your favorite songs on the album are?
My favorite songs, if I had to choose three, it would probably be, in no particular order, Total Football violence and tenderness. I think I really dig the energy of violence, the way that it's like so raw, and the lyrics are very, very, very poignant, as my friend Evan pointed out earlier.
Yeah, they start off right away. Violence is the fruit of an unreached understanding.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's such a good track. Total Football is such a great opener, and Tenderness is a perfect closer, I think, for that record. You said it earlier, Alexon. You said it so well. Like, that last line, I need the fix of a little tenderness, is, like, perfect. I mean, it speaks, like, volumes to things that people all over the country today, I think, are feeling.
Wow. Absolutely.
Of course. So, for me, right, if we're talking about tracks, I definitely think Violence, that just the vocal performance on that track, and across the album, totally, but I think it really epitomizes itself in Violence. Is it like you feel the angst, but not like meany angst? Just, I don't know if that makes sense. Where it's
exactly what you mean.
Yeah, where it's not meany angst, but it's like it's good. It's good, raw. It's real. And then I just love the groove on Wide Awake. I just love that bass with the disco-esque, like, almost guitar tracks on there. They're split. It's awesome. And then Tenderness, the whole message of it, and the little bluesy piano.
I also think I may have to redact my statement about Almost Had to Start a Fight and In and Out of Patience, because the more I'm thinking about it, I really did enjoy that song. But one thing that I want to reiterate, something that I really noticed that people just do not do anymore when they released albums, is that this album has been released in the particular order that it is in on purpose. You are meant to listen to this album starting with Total Football and ending with Tenderness. It is something Absolutely. That you just don't really see a lot in music very much, and I cannot express how happy I am that these guys unequivocally got it right.
The album as an art form, definitely something that's being lost in music nowadays, and it's always great when you see albums that are really meant to be listened to front to back as a package, rather than, oh, listen to this single, and then we have a bunch of deep cuts that we threw on there anyway. Yeah. So,
Any last takes, Kyle?
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, my
bad. I just want to give a quick shout-out to my mom. And a quick shout out to my girlfriend Macy for letting me hang up our FaceTime to call into the show. Thank you guys.
Oh wow,
that's appreciate it. That's big.
That
sacrifice.
Is sacrifice. That's dangerous sacrifice.
All right,
but it is.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kyle. All
right.
We look forward to hearing from you in a couple weeks when we review Kid A.
Absolutely. Oh, very excited for that.
Take care. All right.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That was
Kyle, and just to remind everyone, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Radio Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Alexon Bergy.
I am Nicholas Atala.
And you have been listening to Talking Radiohead, which in this case was Talking Parquet Courts, but thank you so much for tuning in. Few last-minute remarks. I would like to give a shout-out to the Mill Series at Lafayette College, which is an organization that focuses on equal representation of ideology on college campuses. Very good. Very good organization. They work really hard to bring a lot of things to the college. And I would like to give a shout-out to an up-and-coming band. Now, many people, almost everyone, has probably never heard of him, but ladies and gentlemen, be on the lookout for The Shams. They are on the rise, and I can personally say that they are going to be people to look out for.
All right, well, I've never heard of them. I'll give them a listen, though.
I don't know if you can find much of their stuff, but they are. You got to trust me. They're all underground right now, but once they get there, they will be there. Trust me.
Sure. So I think we'll wrap it up there. We won't have a show next week.
Unfortunately not.
It's fall break for us at Lafayette College. But in 2 weeks, we'll get back into Radiohead, starting with Kid A. And that's it for tonight, folks. So we'll see you.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have been Alexon Bergy.
And once again, Nicholas Atala.
And this has been Talking Radiohead.